What's your reaction?
I think it's supposed to be a good deal, and we are hopeful that it does what's stated, which is to reconnect our market to National Air Service. So my enthusiasm is a little tiny bit muted because I'm trying to get some of the particulars of the complexion of the service and what it looks like, which haven't been confirmed quite yet, as you could appreciate. But on face value, it certainly looks positive.
What kind of an impact has the last few months or year had on Gander International?
It's been the worst year for commercial aviation in its history. So, you know, we've tried to roll with the punches the best we can and bunker down, try to, you know, save money where we can and try to grow in the very few places where there is room for growth. So it's been trying. We had a couple goals in all of it. One was not to burn through all our cash reserves. So I think we've had some achievement with that too. But we are certainly encouraged by the return to meaningful travel. I think that is really going to be the marker where we can start that long 5-year climb back to passenger levels that will equal 2019 again.
So this package is now being offered to Air Canada. Would you expect to see similar type of help for regional airports?
Yes. You know, I think that the federal government's worked through a sort of a suite of things that could be supportive to smaller national airport system, airports like Gander and regional airports like Goose Bay and Deer Lake. And, you know, it's a work in progress. It's all sort of happening at the same time. The extent to which it's meaningful is kind of, we'll sort of have to wait and see. But I think this is all coming to a head around the same time. I think the concluding the deal with Air Canada was certainly a significant thing, and I think there's a little bit more to follow.
So good first step?
Good first step, yeah. You know, I think in the bigger scheme of things, what we all really need to happen is there needs to be an organic recovery of travel demand. And, you know, that comes when it's safe to do so. And I think we're at a real pivotal moment here where it's sort of a arms race, no pun intended, but, you know, between the summer peak period and the speed at which people are getting vaccinated, you know. And I think that is going to tell the story of whether we can reopen to the rest of Canada this summer when there's money to be made, or whether we sort of forfeit that window. So that's kind of where we're watching. The only thing certain these days is uncertainty, that's for sure. But no doubt, I think that the Air Canada deal and hopefully the deals that follow with the other airlines in the nation is a positive.
Reg Wright, thank you.
Thanks, Linda.